They think every one of them thinks you ought to know exactly.
Yeah, but I've been through so much, I don't. I have one daughter at the house. She's been to Millersville 3 times, hasn't she?
What's wrong with her?
She just have a nervous breakdown and you couldn't do nothing with her.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to send...
She don't try to hurt nobody. Just as nice as she can be. I've kept her here a minute, they let that...
She cry or something, or just keep her fidget.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, she
and is. I have one boy that's been burned. He stayed in Atlanta in the hospital for about nearly 2 years, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, how did he get burned?
His daddy was a janitor up here at the schoolhouse, and he was helping his daddy to bring oil. And he busted a jug on him and placed pulling his pants off. Well, he caught a fire.
Gracious.
And he was burnt.
Oh, he was burning.
There's nothing but, you know, just the leader and the bones.
Mm.
He was pitiful.
And then his daddy had...
How long ago was that?
Oh, I almost done forgot myself.
Oh, it's been about 21 or 2 years, ain't it?
Yeah. How old was he then?
He was about 8.
Mm. I know that broke your heart, didn't it?
Yeah. And his daddy had a nervous breakdown. And his mother was in bed sick.
Mm-hmm.
And him in the hospital. Well, I'd go to Atlanta on the weekend to see about this child. And the oldest girl, she wasn't hardly big enough to leave, but she would see after until I got back. So mine is just a history story. If I'd sit down and tell it, it'd take me from now till tomorrow night, you could sit in here. So nobody knows it but me and God, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can... I imagine it's quite a story.
Mine would be a story, because I've left off that hill a many times, not knowing where the next bread was coming from, and all them kids and old people sitting there.
Mm.
So as I say, if I tell you, that thing wouldn't hold it. So no use me to start the history of mine.
Oh,
it's been a rough history.
Mm-hmm.
But now God's good to me. I hadn't got a thing to grumble about.
Things have really changed?
He's good to me.
And she's a good worker.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants.
I'm in my 50 years, and I was 40-something before I learned to drive. I drove a car about 4 or 5 years, didn't have license or first or nothing. The police had never been stopped, the police or checking license or nothing. So God's just made things just for four of me, and I'm not crying.
Mm-hmm.
Just laughing and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So now your recorder would have a long thing to talk about if I could just start from the stumps and sit down here. Probably he'd catch you crying more than he'd catch me a laughing, because my life have been rough.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
I've told it would from across that railroad track up down that hill to keep my kids warm a many times.
Mm-hmm. What about your boy who was burned? How is he now?
He's fine.
Can he walk around?
Yeah, he's working. He want to.
Got a nice job at the rug mill over here, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And them people is so nice to him.
Well, that was remarkable recovery, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's when I said, one no sense in me crying.
Mm-hmm.
Should lay.
Mm-hmm. Well, now what about your daughter who's been to Milledgeville?
Is she
getting
me.
Better now?
Mm-hmm.
Have they been able to help her down there?
Yeah, they did help her. They did.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't help her none here. The doctors here couldn't do it. You know. But she did go down there twice. And seemed like she come back too quick.
Mm-hmm.
But now the third time when she stayed down there, she stayed pretty close to a year.
Yeah, she did.
And she hadn't had to go back. But now she has been a little nervous and jerky. Things can happen close to around, like somebody getting killed or something that depresses,
mm-hmm.
you know.